Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us live this morning on the Trocare College Liveline, Joe Golombek, North District Buffalo Common Council member. Joe, good morning. Does it surprise you that the mayor is looking for a career change?
No, not really, especially with the amount of rumors that have been going around for the past year or so. I'm not surprised at all.
How will this impact how the city does business? As it stands right now, Chris Scanlon, the council president, would serve as acting mayor for the next year plus if this does happen. Then there's the question is, what happens with his council seat when that's going on? What are you thinking this morning?
Well, there's a lot of questions right now. The good thing is that I was one of the people that was involved about 20 years ago when we put the new charter together to address questions like this. So there's some historical knowledge that we have on the council. I've been spending a lot of time talking to lawyers the past couple of days to try to see what exactly the charter says and what it doesn't say. And we have to understand it in light of the New York State Constitution. So, we're gonna have some answers, I think, over the, the next few days. But I anticipate it'll be a somewhat seamless change between Mayor Brown and Chris Scanlon if the mayor does accept the OTB position.
You know, as acting mayor, I would think that Scanlon might lose his voting rights on the council, right?
Yes, that is what we anticipate.
So when are you expecting a lot of these discussions or anything to take place? And does it have a big impact if this happens in a couple weeks versus in a couple of months?
I think ultimately no. The sooner the better, though, in my opinion, because I think that what you've seen the past couple of months is a little bit of the city of Buffalo being in a limbo of sorts, with people not knowing, what the long-term future was going to be for themselves, for their departments, people that worked for the city of Buffalo. I think that the sooner it happens, the better, so that the transition can be made and the new direction can be, you know, plotted down. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid, you know, rip it off slowly or you know, inch by inch. It's just better if it happens sooner, in my opinion.
You know, there's a lot of concern about city finances going into next year. Where do things stand now? Is the council, have you been working with the mayor on trying to reduce that deficit?
Somewhat, yes. I mean, there is some great concern from the council. You know, one of the things is that we have a strong mayor form of government, so the mayor ultimately is more responsible for the finances, especially the day-to-day finances, you know, in the city of Buffalo. So the mayor, whoever that is, you know, has that position. He submits the budget to the council. And then we are able to, you know, pick and take small bites at it. But ultimately, you know, it is the mayor and his department that have to address these major issues. But, you know, the council does get a bite at the apple, and we obviously have to do a better job in the future and over the next year. We're anticipating a $40 to a $50 million budget deficit over the next year. That's near catastrophic unless something drastically changes.
It's been a long time. Byron Brown has been mayor since 2006. He does leave, what do you think his legacy will be? How do you think the mayor is going to be remembered?
I think long term, the legacy is going to be a very positive one. You know, and it's the difference between, you know, a historian and a politician, if you will, looking at the mayor's tenure in office. You know, the political types will take a look at, you know, what their agenda is. A historian will look at the total time in office, and I think there's a lot of things that changed during that time period. I think that Mayor Mazziello and Mayor Brown were sort of a tandem in helping to break down a lot of barriers in the city of Buffalo. I can remember when I was a kid, Main Street was a dividing line, a racial dividing line between neighborhoods, and during the last two administrations, that changed, and it changed for the better. People go to both sides of Main Street now. I think that that's going to be a very, very positive long-term accomplishment of Mayor Brown. I think that the development that has occurred during much of his administration, and I hate to, you know, to blame things on COVID, but 2020, 2021, you know, were huge years worldwide. In which a lot of things changed, and that happened in the city of Buffalo. I can tell you, in my neighborhood, there were a lot of positives that were happening. COVID hit. I lost a lot of businesses, a lot of restaurants, and that was just in a smaller scale. The same thing happened in the bigger scale. But I think Byron will go down as ultimately as one of Buffalo's better mayors.
Joe, thank you for joining us this morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.